No deficit-cutting deal in Washington, but global investors don't seem to have lost faith in Uncle Sam.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. After the Congressional Supercommittee announced it couldn't find compromise on cutting the budget deficit, the big credit rating agencies, S&P and Moody's, both said the news would not risk another downgrade of U.S. debt. And global investors seem to agree. They continue to pour money into the U.S. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
It's no mystery why the world sees the U.S. as a safe haven in these turbulent times. The U.S. dollar is still the most widely traded and trusted currency. The U.S. government bond market is still the biggest, and almost uniquely, a U.S. government has never defaulted on its debt. Where's an investor who's worried about uncertainty going to park his cash? Not in China, where the currency is manipulated by the government, nor in Europe, where the currency might collapse. Tim Loinig of the London School of Economics says the US is simply the best of a bad lot.
The American economy is growing. It's certainly growing much faster than almost everywhere in Europe. So America has the great advantage that so long as everybody else messes up, it's still the best country you can put your money in.
But some economists say there is a downside to this most favored nation status. It gives the US the luxury of not having to tackle its debt with maximum urgency. Overburdened with public debt, the U.S. economy could suffer in the long run. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now by 0.5% or less. The Dow is off 41 points, about 0.33% at 11,505. The NASDAQ about 0.25% off, and same for the S&P 500. Food company Campbell's, maker of soup, said today profit fell by 5% in its last quarter. Hormel, the maker of Spam, said its profit dropped by 3%. Well, one place where the markets are not trading today is Egypt. Tens of thousands of Egyptians are again protesting in Tahrir Square in central Cairo, wanting the military leadership there to give up power. Well, the political unrest has sent the Egyptian stock exchange tumbling. Matter of fact, it dropped so far, so fast, that trading was suspended today. Angus Blair is head of research at investment bank Beltone Financial. He's with us now from Cairo. Thank you for being with us, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on in Egypt today? Why the stock market shut down?
Well, you have to put it in the context of the fact that it looks very much like we're back where we were in January and the times of Mubarak with, now it looks like several hundred thousand people in the square with more likely to arrive after work tonight to make the point that they want further changes in the governance of Egypt. And that insecurity, as you would have anywhere in the world, whenever there's some kind of instability, the stock market falls. Because obviously the economy is slowing, people would spend less. A number of tourist companies have cancelled their flights for a few days to see how things are. So all of that means that investors are looking to get out in the short term and just wait and see what will happen in the market in the next few weeks.
You said people gathering in the square. What kind of shape is Egypt's economy in at the moment?
Economic growth is running, say, about 1% year on year, which is not good enough in an emerging market with strong growth in population. Inflation is quite high, about 12% year on year. But there's still some good signs. We've had some companies producing earnings growth of about 25%, some consumer companies. But in general, it's quite difficult with fallen net international reserves and with a high budget deficit, about 9% of GDP, and a trade deficit that needs finance too. So quite a bad general macro numbers to add to the general political story here in Egypt.
What's it going to take to get the economy going in Egypt again?
Well, if it was a kind of wish list, I would say that you would want a national unity government where the military has said it will stand down and allow a technocratic cabinet to put in place a real and relatively timetable for elections and then have a presidential vote by the spring of next year because the military were trying to delay this up until 2013.
Angus Blair from Beltone Financial in Cairo. Mr. Blair, thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. and by Money Magazine, offering personal finance advice, ideas, and tips on managing your health, home, career, travel, tech, investments, and more. December's issue, Make Money in 2012, is on newsstands now.
South Korea has passed a new free trade deal with the United States, making the agreement official just 1 month after the U.S. Congress ratified its deal. But in South Korea, the deal didn't pass so smoothly. The BBC's Lucy Williamson is with us now from Seoul with the latest on that. Hey, Lucy.
Hi.
So I know the U.S. already passed the deal. What does South Korea's decision mean?
Well, it depends very much who you talk to here. It hasn't been uniformly popular. On the face of it, it's going to remove tariffs on almost all products between the two countries in about 3 years. Services are going to be opened up as well. And that's quite controversial here, particularly with groups like farmers who feel they're going to lose out, and small businesses as well.
Was the trade deal an easy sell in South Korea?
Not really. The president's been very vocal in saying, in fact, both presidents have said they believe it's a good thing. It's going to create jobs. It's going to create income. President Lee Myung-bak here in South Korea has also said that he thinks it's politically very important to confirm the sort of strategic relationship between the two countries. But there's been really fierce opposition here in parliament. We saw scuffles here today. We even saw tear gas being released in the parliamentary chamber today. Really very fierce opposition. Part of that is just down to the political atmosphere here. It's quite frenetic at the moment. There's lots of pressure on the politicians here going into elections next year. That's part of it. But it also goes down to some very crucial issues, like I say, the agricultural industry here.
All right. The BBC's Lucy Williamson in Seoul. Lucy, thank you.
You're welcome.
And finally this morning, the city of Sunny Isles Beach, Florida, approved a condominium development that'll include some big elevators and units going for as much as $9 million a pop. The 57-story project will be called the Porsche Design Tower, which is appropriate because the elevators will take residents and their cars right to their floor. And if you get stuck, just honk. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Unemployed? Desperate? More and more people are turning to a higher power.
Every week there are people who come to me in tears, just like this last weekend. I got a note again, please pray for us, you know, with about 4 exclamation points at the end.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. When all else fails, there's faith. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.